Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you was when you were Bakatonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
How are
you in our Lord Jesus? I'm going to request you wave at your brethren as you greet them. Wish him light, good light of the word of God.
To
move on and lighten them in the way of life.
To
reaching eternal life and all the goodness of God.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. We thank God the Father who has gathered us again. Move on to teach us to profit. As his promise is in Isaiah 48
and
the verse 17. When he speaks saying that, I am the Lord who teach you how to profit, and I show you the way you have to go. Praise Jesus
much.
And we thank our Lord Jesus Christ. He promised us based in Matthew 28. Verse 18 to 20, that if we move on, make nations disciples, and we teach them all he commanded us, he is together with us to the end. Even this time he is in our midst, as is written in the Matthew chapter 18 verses 19 up to 20, where 2 or 3 gather for his sake, and he is there. Praise Jesus. All those he does passing through the Holy Spirit, whom he speaks in Romans 8 verse 14, that those led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So we move on, honor the Holy Spirit who is in our midst and who is within us, as the promise in John 14 verse 15 to 17, us to anoint us, anointing to understand word of God, and to teaching us always, and to remind us as he writes in us.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we thank for the angels who
pass
through, make us know scriptures of truth always, even to fight for us always, and to provide for us.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And by name and voice,
Ronald Hope Witness,
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman
Bible,
and the Bible reader Teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God, and to move rich onto you, part 8, portion E, of God's highest ways, which manifests his marvelous works. Or you call it ministry ethics. And we are still moving on to see the voice, the speaking, and the calling of God under the spirit of wisdom, the wisdom in the word of God. Praise Jesus much.
You
remember we last saw that the gifts and the callings of God, they must be prepared very well, and they are well equipped and perfected for every good work. Differ from the gifts and the callings of the devils.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now in this part we want to see that Satan's callings without or with spiritual gifts, for example, like the false apostles, false prophets, false evangelists, false pastors, and the false teachers, they are not equipped, neither perfected, in the word of God.
Upon
that is where you shall move on, understand.
Obanga owabizibwa okuyitibwa ko n'ekirabo kyo nga biwabizibwa.
Whether your gift and the callings are being perverted.
Okuva Katonda.
Stray from the Lord.
Okufuka ebirabo ebyobulimba.
To turn into false gifts.
Era okuyitibwa okw'obulimba.
And the false calling.
Oba okutegeerera ddala.
Or to totally understand.
Nga okuva kusooka.
That right from the beginning.
Toyitiddwa.
You have not been called by the living God.
Otegeerera otekuddwa okuba nga toli equipped.
Upon which you understand you must not be equipped.
Era nga totuukiridde mu kigambo kya Katonda.
And not perfected in the word of God. Because the gifts and the callings of God, we saw that they are fulfilled. They are equipped. And they are perfected in the word of God. And you are filled with the word of God. But upon which you see the calling you are in, or you have a gift or you do not have, that these callings of the devils, them they are not equipped and they are not perfected in the word of God. They are there fighting scriptures. Either they subtract from them and they add in theirs, or they twist the meaning, or never to mind of the scriptures.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
And when they find people, they use more scriptures. They usually say that why you use many scriptures. Because they know scriptures are what which are going to catch them. They can check them very well.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. Now in all, always you can understand that it's not God who has sent you. Because the calling of God in the spiritual gifts, you must appear well equipped and perfected within the scriptures, and you are perfected in the word of God.
And
upon which you see he has not yet sent you, even though he has called you and is given a gift, upon which you see Satan is going to catch it, to turn it into false. It's you to run quick when God has not yet sent you. You're not yet perfected in the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. Because the word of God, it is used to discerning, to catch those who are called of God and those not called of God, those sent and those not yet sent. Meaning we can get to understand those sent by Satan.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. But as it tells us always based in Isaiah 28 and verse
40,
and it says like this. Isaiah chapter 28 verse
13. Bagende bagwe bugazi, bamenyeke, bategewe, bakwatibwe.
But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they may go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. The word of the Lord unto his servants, those he called and gave spiritual gifts, they have to appear preaching the word of God. And if it is any command of God,
and
has 2, 4 and above commands, it is to say command by command, command by command. And any issue of God spoken of in the entire heavens or the earth, or above all the heavens, the beginning and the end, spoken 2, 4 and above verses. That's why he said line by line.
line
upon line. And he says, from the Old and the New Testament, or from different books make up the Bible, to say here a little, there a little. Praise Jesus much. Now the servants of Satan, who move in the calling of Satan, some of them do not have gifts. You find him is called a brother. They ask him, what is your gift? And he say, I am brother Saul. I do not have a gift, but I'm ministering.
That
calling is of the devil. It is there, it has not a gift.
And
when it appears having gifts, like they are false apostles, false prophets, false pastors, and the others like those, they just captured and robbed those of God
onto
those who run quick, and they have not yet been equipped well with the word of God, and they are not yet perfected in the word of God to knowing the scriptures. Those are ones set and capture who are prophets of God, and returns them to false prophets. And those who are apostles of God, returns them to false apostles. Those who are evangelists of God,
they
return into false evangelists. Those who are pastors of God, and they turn into false pastors. And those who are teachers of the word, the word of God, and they turn into false teachers. And the many gifts like those, including now the false musicians, and is a gospel musician. Instead of gossip, gospel, he sings gossip.
Or
just singing any false message. But what can catch them? What can warn you which side you fall on?
The
word of God, that's why it's come for them. 2-4 and above commands. 2-4 and above verses. From the Old and the New Testament, or in the different books which make up the Bible, that they will be falling backwards, they get broken, they will be snared, and they will be captured and taken. You yourself, you can catch yourself where you fall. For him, God spoke in Jeremiah, chapter 23, verses 9 to 10, that upon which you understand that call, you move by, the gift you move by, that was captured and is serving Satan. You can appear manifesting power, but that power is not good. The other, and the word of God has no room in you, and you cannot bring it even to others to understand it. It's when you understand that now the calling you are in, it's of the devil, or even the gift you are in, it was captured by Satan. You are a false apostle, a false prophet, a false pastor, a false evangelist, or a false teacher, a false worker of miracles, can be a false speaker of tongues, can be a false musician, and the many gifts like those. Because he speaks in that Jeremiah saying this. Jeremiah chapter 23 verses
9.
My heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones shake. I am like a drunken man, and like a man whom wine has overcome, because of the Lord and because of the words of his holiness. Verse 10.
Kubange se kungu waga oro kuraira. Amalundi la gomu dongo gakaze. Nama genda gawe mavi, nama njigawe si marunji.
For the land is full of adulterers. For because of the swearing, the land mourns. The pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up, and their course is evil, and their might is not good. Yes.
Jeremiah 23
verse
9.
He says that he is afraid because of the prophets and the words of the Lord, the holy words. And he said that these prophets, the way they speak, they are preaching, they are teaching, they had in them the holy words of God, and their way is not good, even their power. It is not good. Now the words of holiness, they abandoned them. The word of God, they cast it
for.
And they focused on power. And that their power, it is not God. Because they have got it from Satan. Upon which you understand that you move in the calling of Satan. And that your gift, whether you are a prophet or apostle, knowing it was captured, and the holy words of God, the scriptures of truth, and you've cast it away, and then you get to know that God is never called you,
He
never sent you. If we called you and he gave you a gift, you ran before he equipped you well,
and
before he perfected you in his word. When you reached there, you were captured by the evil Satan. Satan entered you in his calling. Even your gift, he turned it to that false.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why in Jeremiah 23 verse 21 22 speaks saying this. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. Verse
22.
But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Yes. The latter days like this,
get
to understand indeed God has never sent you. At the end it ends as if he's never called you.
He's
never given you that gift, now you are moving by. Because you move in the false calling. And you move in the false gift. According to the calling of Satan.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. What will prove indeed you sat in the counsel of God is what? The day he called you, according to your gift or your spiritual gift, you were supposed to sit in the counsel of his words, and you perceive them very well, and you mark them, and you understand them, and you proclaim them to his people, and you make them live their evil way, even their evil works. But if you see the world as if there are people called of God, they seem to have gifts of the calling, they have names the apostles, they have names the prophets, they have names the pastors, and they have names the prophets. But there is the word behind that you do not know, that they are false. You know why? What turns and makes them false?
They
cannot proclaim us the words of God, the scriptures of truth, and we reach to live the evils, then it means They move in the calling of Satan, the enemy of righteousness. Praise Jesus much. Because they have made the world and we call them those names. But the world is moving on to get more corrupted. And it's moving on deeper in the hand of the evil one. And you ask yourself now, don't they have words of God proclaimed them to us? Praise Jesus much. But as I told you, that the calling of the devils, it is there at times it does not give. It appears having spiritual gifts. They appear false because he just captured them. As they tell us, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And he says this.
1
Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1.
Kaleno, aboluganda, ebyebirabe ebyomwoyo, sagala mwe obutabitegeera.
Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Verses 2.
Mumanyi bwe mwali abamawanga nga mwakyamizibwanga eri ebifaananyi ebitoogera nga mukyamizibwa mu ngeri yonna.
You know that you were Gentiles carried away unto dumb idols even as you were led.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. When it reaches the calling of God, we have to know the spiritual gifts, because they are what to indicate our calling. And we must be well equipped and be perfected in the word of God, and we are filled with the scriptures which bring us to know all the truth. But if you move on the side of the devils, there we were there in different perversions. For those of the wizards, friends, just sees that he is a shrine help. He just sees that demons fall upon him, that he has the calling of the demons. But even the gift is not there. Doesn't know whether he's an apostle of the demons or is the pastor of the demons. He is just there, he doesn't know. Now, if they seem height in the name of religion, you find their false gifts. And now you wonder the gift of the Pope, where it came from. And you wonder the gift of a father, and it's given where now in the scriptures.
You
find there are gifts like of a sister. You become a sister. Now, if you find like deacons there, and you find bishops, they are there, they do not know even the word of God. And the Holy Scriptures, they are not filled in their lives. They are also teachers there. But the teachers, the teachers of religion, they are very busy. They do not know the word of God. They don't know scriptures. They can't join them well to bring up lies. That brings knowledge. You of the religions, you say,
and
falsely are choosing now, send us your teachers, we see. That they have anything they teach us in the scriptures of truth, and it brings light full of knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now, concerning religions, they are amazing. Now, when it reaches in the belief, different beliefs in the world, then when they reach to have gifts, they are taken like honors. And it is not a call to them. Those are honors. When they hear apostle, they know the one who is feared has come. They don't take them as the call of God, that you are called to serve God, but the God you serve, you serve him in the people, but they become owners out there. And when we reach the salvation, and there came fake salvation in the ministry.
There.
Them to go to those gifts,
which
marked their calling, and
they
turned them to honors, and ended up heading on serving the Satan. And they are not equipped with the full light of the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures. Nothing they can teach from its beginning to the end. And they can teach baptism, they leave you hanging in the space you've not understood it. And they speak of church, they have left it hanging, it's not understood what is church. They usually say the house of God.
And we
don't know whether it's the building or it is us. Now they are there and there are things doing. Not come out clear. And you who are out there hearing, who still think you are servants of God, you first look to your calling. I speak of your gift. And you see whether they are equipped, whether they are perfected well in the light of the Word of God, and you know well the Scriptures, and you can proclaim them to the people, and they can understand the words of God, and they leave their evil ways, all acts of unrighteousness. But if it's not like that, then understand that Satan turned you already into false apostles, false prophets, false pastors. Because people who are in the calling of Satan, they fight the understanding of the Word of God. Now see yourself, you're fighting yourself. As long as I know some scriptures there are now you began the fight you yourself. You have begun this ministry of Satan within yourself. How dare you accept you have three scriptures that you begin to minister to others? When you yourself, they are not enough for you, one person. Praise Jesus much. Now there is this false prophet who is in the Acts chapter 13, verses 6 up to 9. They are there to fight the Word of God, and they stand on the pulpits, and they steal a few verses of the Scriptures,
and
they don't bring understanding. You remain hungry in space.
Those
want to understand scripture, they tell them that if you know much, one who will know much will be judged according to the much they know. But they forget ignorance never makes you innocent. Now they are there moving in that situation, and many of you we see of now, and you call yourself servants of God, but you are servants of Satan. Even some reach to serve Satan when you do not know. When you wage the war on the Word of God, you yourself fought to understand it, and you began to be comfortable with the 2-3 verses you know. Yet your rightful salvation, it moved in knowing all the truth, to getting saved and knowing all the truth.
Now,
friends, the way you pervert, and you too,
who sit
the congregation listening to people like those, you too become like that, is follower of Satan, and you became a disciple of Satan, because you are among those who do not know, want to know the words. You fight with it. And you want to be preached false things. Even God's people want it to be like that. You first read Acts, we see.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esule ye 13 n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Acts chapter 13 verse 6.
Bwe bayita ku kizinga kyonna okutuuka e Paafo, ne balaba omuntu omulogo, nabbi ow'obulimba Omuyudaaya erinnya lye Balisa.
And when they had gone through the isles of Paphos, they found a certain magician, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was by Jesus. Verse 7.
Eyali awamu n'owessaza omuluumi Serugiyo Paulo, omuntu ow'amagezi, oyo n'ayita Barunaba ne Sawulo n'ayagala okuwulira ekigambo kya Katonda.
Who was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. Verses 8.
Naye eruma omulogo kubanga erinnya lye bwe livonolwa n'awakana nabo ng'ayagala okukyamya owessaza mu kukkiriza.
But Elmas the magician, for so is his name translated, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Yes. That false prophet, and was a sorcerer, and he had powers of darkness. Now a fast came in that time in many people.
The fast
and the hunger of the word of God. Now this counsel,
he too
wanted to hear the word of God. And
you
got tired of false prophets.
This
is the finger of God. He got tired of it. He said, my God, the hunger I feel now is not of that. It is of the word of God. But this false prophet, a false prophet, he hindered this deputy. He wanted to pervert him from the faith.
You
know, they are the people pervert their hearers. They keep you outside the word of God. Their ways, upon which you know they move the call of Satan, the call of fighting all righteousness, as they pass through fighting the word of God. They don't put emphasis on the word of God to see that it's understood.
And
they don't try to see that the verses are understood in their rightfulness, because they are there twisting their meaning and they subtract as they add in them. Now when they bring to understand, how will they twist them?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because they wanted to pervert the deputy from the faith. For faith, they knew a person believed in his heart.
But
they knew if he moves when he's believed the word of God, he will run from them. Now what they did, they tried to hinder him to hearken to the faith which come from hearing and hearing the word of God. As it speaks in Romans chapter 10 verse 10 and the verse 17, as it says this, Romans chapter 10 verses 10,
kubanga omuntu akiriza na mutima okuwebwa obutuukirivu.
For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Verse
17.
So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Yes. They knew it. That people to be in the rightful faith of God, they must be hearing the word of God and they listen to holy scriptures and they understand them, believe with their hearts. Now Satan, in the calling that he calls people, and he perverts some who were called of God and he turns them to false prophets, the false pastors, the false teachers. But he first takes off them his emphasis on the word of God. To appear that they know it, even to proclaim it to others. Because they know they
have
perverted them from the faith. And speaks 1 Timothy chapter 4 and the verse 1. And he said that some people will be departed from the faith. Now, the way they pervert them is one. They have to take away faith, come from hearing and hearing the word of God. And the things of these verses, they do not want them. That's why
it is
not in the shrines that they read the Bible to understand verses. No. When we reach in religions, my godness, Satan called the others and even rested in. He called them, he even sat on the chair. He knew he's committed them a mission to destroy others. When you reach in the beliefs, they are not religions, and they are not a salvation, but they are beliefs hanging there, and they are there staggering in the scriptures, twisting their meaning as they subtract and add in them. Now there is even a fake salvation. They read a half of a verse and he twists it, he speaks thousands of his words upon it.
Now,
people like those both in the calling of Satan, and upon them they have deceiving spirits which empower them to twisting the meaning of scriptures, subtracting and adding in them, and they try most of their time to taking them to that receive the power. I see the finger. You travel nations. Your life, they waste it, pervert you from the faith. And they keep you in ignorance. They have evil powers which keep you there. They are teaching, which never brings knowledge. Behind it, there are devils which push it. As he speaks in Timothy. First Timothy chapter 4 verse
1.
Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons. Yes. You know when they pervert you from the faith, they try to see that this word of God, it is not explained how it's meant to be. At least they twisted its meaning, and they subtract and add in it,
or
they read one verse and speak stories to finish the entire day, when they speak like great elevated words, yet they are filled of the wind of destruction.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And behind them, they pervert your faith. Yet behind they have deceiving spirits that they hearken to. And they have the teaching of demons. The problem in the teaching of demons, every day you keep learning, but indeed you never reach in understanding. Not. You always go for fellowships and gatherings. And you are like our brethren, the Adventists. As if you join scriptures, but you do not reach into understanding. You
are
always there like that. Every day you are learning. But you do not reach in understanding. And they can call you, ask you of that thing you learn of. And you begin to say you never understood it well. We started the Sabbath, but that Sabbath,
twategera bulungi ate mukama yesu yajja n'agamba
mukama wa sabbiiti and the lord jesus came says is lord of the sabbath
ate ku sabbiiti ye yakola
and on the sabbath he worked
ati bano batugamba terikola
and this one tell us no working
kakati ati tutambula nituvaano tugenda okusinza eri
and now we walk to another place to go worship from there
kigamba bibeeraawo
now things are like that
nga muyiga bulijjo
every day you're learning
naye nga temutuuka mu kutegeera
but you do not reach in understanding
eri abo abeefubyeko
or to those who've tried on themselves
ne bagamba tugendeko mu byawandiikibwa
and they say let's go in the scriptures they do not bring understanding and you have scriptures there within your books but they don't have an explanation to bring understanding and you've just listed them down let's read Timothy we hear Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 5.
Ngabali nechifananyi ekyokutya katonda naye ngabega namanyi gacho era nabo obakubanga amabega.
Having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof from such turn away.
Olinyolo mukaga.
Verse 6.
Kubanga kwabo bebantu abasensera mu nyumba nebanyaga abakazi abasirusiru. Abazitowererwe bibi ebingi abafugibwa okwegomba okutali kumu.
For of this sort are they who creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with various lusts.
Olinyolo musanvu.
Verse 7.
Abayiga bulijjo ne batayinze ennaku zonna okutuuka kukutegeerera ddala amazima.
Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Yes.
Umanyinga babira yo.
You know they are there.
Koso manyeri yebyo musabo teba yo kuyiga.
Things of the shrines is no learning.
Bututu kamadeni.
When we reach in religions.
Inebana.
My goodness.
Yebyo kuyiga babivwako.
They gave up on things of learning.
Mugenda yo nga muri nebi kuwate bya mu.
You go there and you have things you have gotten used to.
We mumara mirembe Maria nga mudako.
After finish Hail Mary you go to another.
Kati wali wabo muzikiriza.
Now there are those of the beliefs.
Mwe muri ne baganda bafe bana abaseminisi.
Including our brethren the Adventists.
Boba bera onga bayiga bulijjo.
They are there always learning.
Ne inga tebatukira damu kutegeera ddala amazima.
They don't reach in understanding of the truth.
Kati baganda bafe bana bomburokozi.
Our brethren the salvation.
Satan yajja unate kamwe ekichupuli.
Satan came put in their effect salvation.
Nabo baberawo
them to they are there
bayiga bulina kubabera basaba bakungana
bili they are praying gathering
nenga munango geno mubuza kukutegera kwe
sit ask them of the understanding
kale omubuze ebyeggulu
you ask them issues of heaven
bakalu bwe byageena
kale oba hell
uba katonda yali watya
oh how was god
kale oba obukutonda obukutonda kwali kutya
oh how was creation
bana inga tamanyi
and he doesn't know
nenga bulijjo baba kunganya
every day they go for gathering
kati njaka dukula bula bwe
I wanted to warn you like this
wali yo kuitwa kwa basita
there is a calling of the devils
okuyinzo okuba nebirabo ebyo moyo bo butaba nabyo
can have spiritual gifts or not to have them
erabo kuba nebirabo byo moyo
and if they have spiritual gifts
babe eraba tuma bo bulimba
they appear false apostles
abashumba bo bulimba
false pastors
nabi bo bulimba
false prophets
abashumisa bo bulimba
false teachers
abulizi benjira bo bulimba
false evangelists
abakozi ba magira bo bulimba
false workers of miracles
kubanga babera tebali equipped ne chigambo cha katonda
because they are not equipped with the word of god
iranga debatu kide myawandikwe bitukufu
they are not perfected in the holy scriptures
omulimu gwabwe
they work
kulwanisa kukirizo kuva mukulira
it is to fight the faith come from hearing
okulira chigambo cha katonda
and hearing the word of god
ejizo kuweso obutukirivu
which can make you be given righteousness at the end
babera balwanisa obutukirivu bonna
fight all righteousness
Yesu yebazibwe
nyi. Praise Jesus much.
Kunkomekeru yabwe.
At the end of there.
Baruanyiso obutukirivu bonna.
They fight all righteousness.
Kubanga butudda yoko katunombi kwa abatume.
Because when you go back to the Acts.
Esura iyo 13.
Acts chapter 13.
Okubira da kunyeri olwo 8.
13 from verse 8.
Bakure 10 olumu agamba
bwa. Acts 11 it says this.
Ebikolo bya batume esule ye 13 n'olunyiriri olwo 8
Acts chapter 13 verses 8
Naye erumo omulogo kubanga erinnya lye bulivonolwa n'awakana nabo ngayagala okucamya westeza mukukkiriza
But Elmas the magician for so is his name translated withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Verses 9.
Naye Saulo, era ye Paulo, bwe yajjula Omwoyo Mutukuvu, bwe yamwekaliriza amaaso.
Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, set his eyes on him. Verse 10.
Nagamba nti gwajjudde obukuusa bwonna n'okukola obubi kwonna, omwana wa Setaani, omulabe w'obutuukirivu bwonna, tolireka kukyamya makubo ga Mukama waffe amagolokofu.
And said, O full of all deceit and mischief, you child of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? Yes. They are filled of all deceits. They fight all righteousness. Remember when we read in the Matthew chapter 3, our Lord Jesus tells us to fulfill all righteousness. But all righteousness, it comes from believing. And the faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. Now, then when they will fight all righteousness, what they first do is break away preaching the word of God in righteousness. And they hinder others to knowing scriptures. Because they know that knowing the word of God, knowing the scriptures, and they know it very well, that if you know them, you're going to do all righteousness.
Now,
if you're in the world of not knowing scriptures, if they try to make you know, they do not reach you into understanding. They keep you right there.
Call
child of God, you tell him, child of God, explain me about baptism in the scriptures. Why do we get baptized? What meaning do you get out of it? And after getting baptized, what follows child of God? That you must ask in the poll. And you know nothing. Even what you did, you don't know it. How can you have done something of righteousness? Now, enemies of all righteousness, they are those who fight the word of God not to be known. And in fighting it, they fight us not knowing all the truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The salvation of truth, it moves when God wants all people be saved. But still, when they know all the truth. Now the problem is like
Satan
this. Satan is a con man.
He
does not refuse people to make them confess salvation.
No.
He leaves you, he say you confess. But I will not allow you to know all truth.
For
when you will know all the truth, you will do all the righteousness. Now what he does is say, you make them confess. How many do we make confess? You see them. Look at those in the synagogues, how they look like in their actions, the way they speak, the way they move in this life. Even others, they confess, made them confess on the roadsides.
If
find them, they hide from you for their acts and the way they appear. Satan, that's the way he made salvation be something to be played in. Because we thought that confession alone will be enough.
Has
another step of knowing all truth. But all truth, it is in the scriptures of truth. Now if you don't know them,
how
are you to know and do it?
But
when he speaks in Timothy, he
says,
this is what is good and pleased before the Lord. Let us read, we hear. First Timothy chapter 2 verse
3.
For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Verse 4.
Ayagala abantu bonna okulokoka era okutuuka mu kumanya amazima gonna.
Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Yes. God wants us to get saved, it is true. But there is a second step to knowing all the truth. But knowing all the truth, it takes you to know the scriptures of truth. Because in Daniel chapter 10, he says, I'll make you know what is noted in the scriptures of truth. If you want to know all the truth, it's going to take you to know all the scriptures, those of truth. Then it will help you to do all righteousness. Praise Jesus much. But you think, how many scriptures do you know? And indeed, how can you do all the truth? How can you commit all righteousness? At least you would have had scriptures, you understood them. Even though you did quote understand all, but at least you read and you knew them. Verses moved on to follow as you get to know them slowly. But the time we take
in
people running the call of Satan and the gifts of Satan in fighting the word of God, fighting all truth, fighting all righteousness,
they
don't try to see we know all truths of the scriptures. Many times they keep us in the praying and the fastings just to torment ourselves. Let's read in Daniel. Daniel chapter 10 verse 20.
Nalyoka yogera nti omanche mvudde njja joli ne kakano naddayo okwalana omulangira we Buperusi era bwe ndivaayo laba omulangira we Buyonani alijja.
Then said he, know you why I come unto you, and now will I return to fight with the prince of Persia, and when I go forth, lo, the prince of Greece shall come. Verse
21.
But I will show you that which is noted in the scriptures of truth. And there is none that upholds me in these things, but Michael, your prince. Yes.
He
said the main reason which brought me to you, I want to show you that noted in the scriptures of truth. All the angels, they know it. That a child of God to stand well must be knowing scriptures of truth. Because he got saved and he did well the first step. The second step of knowing all the truth. But all the truth, it is in the scriptures of truth, all of them. The holy scriptures. And if you know them, then it will help you do all righteousness. Our Lord Jesus, when he said in the Matthew 3, he told John the Baptist, it's required of us to do all righteousness. The truth. If we do not know scriptures of truth, we cannot do all righteousness. After we know all the truth, passing through knowing scriptures of all truth, we can do righteousness. Let's read in Matthew, we see. Matthew chapter 3 verses 13.
Awo Yesu nave Galilaya natoka ku Yordani eri Yokana omubatiza.
Then came Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized by him. Verse
14. Ngagamba nti nze neetaaga gwe okumbatiza. Nawe ojja gye ndi.
But John forbade him saying, I have need to be baptized by you, and come you to me. Verse 15.
Naye Yesu n'addamu n'amugamba nti, kkiriza kaakano, kubanga kitugwanira bwe tutyo okutuukiriza obutuukirivu bwonna. N'alyoka amukkiriza.
And Jesus answering said unto him, permit it to be so now, for thus it's fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he permitted him. Yes. When is it required of us to fulfill all righteousness? Because the prophet John, Apostle John, he knew it's the missions of children of God and of the servants of God to doing all righteousness.
And
when he says it's required of us to all righteousness, he told him, let me baptize you then. I wanted to show you like this. People who move in the calling of Satan and in the gifts of Satan, the false prophets, false apostles, the false pastors, right from the shrines to enter religions, the beliefs in the midst there,
even the fake
salvation hidden in the true salvation, their enmity, fighting all righteousness. But if they are to do that, they knew the main thing is to take away emphasis from the word of God. Because the news passes through the word of God, if it will be proclaimed to the people of God, they will know all the truth. The other, in knowing all the truth, it is going to help them know scriptures of truth, all of them. If they know scriptures of truth, all of them, then they will do all righteousness. And they say we cannot allow that. All the rest, let them confess salvation. But issue of knowing all truth, passing through knowing scripture of truth, all of them, that we don't allow them, for they will fulfill all righteousness. And they will go to see God. For without righteousness, no one will see God. If we leave them be like that, they are going to reach to God. Satan doesn't want to be destroyed by alone. He made a deal, said, let's fight all righteousness.
For
when people will fulfill all righteousness, they will go and be with God. The devils, them,
and
demons, the fallen angels, they will be in hell alone and the lake of fire. And they say, we shall not be there by ourselves. Let's have children of men, those we call. We give them the call of fighting all righteousness. Now, children of men, even some do not know they are on that mission. Every person, and you don't put emphasis on the word of God, all the truth, all scriptures of truth, you are fighting all righteousness. It means you connived with the devils. You are a son or the daughter of Lucifer, Satan. You need to run quick right now, and you come confess true salvation, and you head on to the next step of knowing all truth, passing through knowing all scriptures of truth, that you can fulfill all righteousness. And then we go to be with God. Without holiness and righteousness, no one will see him. That deal, they targeted like that. When I look in this world,
and
I request all you say servants of God to repent, If you do not repent, headed onto the way of fighting unrighteousness, when you took away emphasis from knowing the word of God and to proclaim it to others, for through there we pass to know all the truth, passing through knowing all the scriptures of truth, and when we do all the righteousness. But because you didn't do that, then you became enemies of righteousness. And you stood to the door which enters in heaven. But you yourselves you've never entered. Even those who try to come. People come as they come to get saved. And they know the next step will make them know all the truth. That they fulfill all righteousness. And they enter in heaven.
And
then there we are in the hand of God is moving.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So you need to repent. All you who say you're servants of God, but that you failed to do it. Satan exchanged your calling. And to both the wizards of the world, of the religions and different beliefs, friends, you repent. The truth is you need salvation, but still you need to know all the truth.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Before you know all the truth, you have to be knowing all the scriptures of truth.
Then
it means you'll be able to fulfill all righteousness. They should not deceive you that righteousness is hard. What made righteousness hard to be done? Not knowing the word of God. For if we knew it, we would have known all the truth. We would have known all the scriptures of truth. Then we would have been able to fulfill all righteousness.
But
God's people are destroyed for lacking knowledge. What
is
two things of righteousness is to lacking knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
I wanted you to understand much. And you totally separate.
Not
every person now speak God sent him. That indeed he has the calling of God. Some there in the calling of Satan. The calling of Satan. Fighting all righteousness. For those in the calling of God. They try to see we do all righteousness. As we
based
on the main example of our Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But if it goes beyond that, my brethren,
the
situation is bad.
Now,
those people in the calling of Satan, whether they have gifts or not, okay, they have gifts of false apostles, even despite the scriptures of truth, those we have, and they say that they are outdated. They have stubbornness of foolishness of Satan. That they move on manifest the time of their ignorance. But Bible says that what is most sure on this earth, what we have to
do,
it has to have the word of the prophets. And we see it as the light shining in the darkness. And first of all, scriptures don't speak to anyone, the one who spoke them. For they never spoke what they wanted. They spoke what had come from God, as led by the Holy Spirit. What you have to say, what came from God is outdated. It is you who is now on debt.
Is it one that name?
Now there is a foolishness which has gone beyond. At least you'd have left it there. But rema word, that's the word which just fallen now. And it's more sure than the word of the prophets. We cannot hold on to that. That I hear a rema word is fallen now.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But you get angered in vain for an apostle sent to you. Let's read in the 2 Peter we hear.
Petero ekyokubiri esula esooka n'olunyiriri olw'19.
2 Peter chapter 1 from verse 19.
Era ekisinga obunywevu tulina ekigambo eky'obunnabbi. Mukola bulungi okukiraba ekyo ng'ettabaazi yakira mu kifo ky'ekizikiza. Okutuusa obudde bwe bulikya emunyeenyekesa obudde n'eyaka mu mitima gyammwe.
We have also a more sure word of prophecy, to which you do well, but you take heed, as unto a light that shines in the dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts.
You
know what is most sure?
Let them
not put you on the surety of the water you claim it is of
blessing.
That you're out there with the rings. I hear the followers of the prophets. If you want to be on the sure deal,
the sure word of God.
Get the sure word of God.
If
that you move in, that you do that one, I prove you have to reach the eternal life. I'm proving you have to see God. I prove you have to be in the goodness of God. Have to inherit the kingdom of heaven.
But
this is like the assurance.
Your assurance.
You have it on this earth to be sure I'm going to heaven.
If
you have the word of God and it's explained to you well,
it's
scriptures of truth. And it helps you know all the truth. Passing through all scriptures of truth. And you do all the righteousness. It's a sure deal. And you can't even move in darkness. You must have the light and lightning in you.
Right,
when they took away the word of God,
sure,
where is the sure deal here?
You
do not have a sure deal with God. What's give us a sure deal with God? The deal of eternal life
is
to have his words.
Sure,
where is the sure deal, and it's on what? The sure deal is to be on what?
Holy water.
On the holy water.
Chichejo.
What is that?
What
they are to sell as your handkerchiefs which do not have a sure deal. Let me tell you, they should not deceive you. There is no sure deal between us and God when we are not on his word. There is no sure deal. That's your deal you're up to with your prophets. It's a deal of getting destroyed. Friends, as you see those in the wizards, that deal you are with the demons is a dead deal. You are going to get destroyed.
But
you don't have assurance of eternal life. That of the word of God. Now look to those of religions. Where is your sure deal of heaven? You know you want to think I am abusing you. But give me your sure deal with God, okay. Because the word of God has not room in you. And you want to do things of your father Satan. The word of God has no room in you.
The
deal you have it with Satan.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Yes, we wrote a message.
Anytime you hear the word of God, to have room within you, to get a place within your life,
the
scriptures of truth sit in you, and you do them as they are told you, and you do righteousness, and you see God.
There's
no room in you, there's no deal within you and God. I prove you have not deal with him. But now you have to deal with Lucifer, Satan. It's to get him destroyed. Because you already judged Satan, condemned. Your hell and your lake of fire, it is the deal which is on now. As long as the word of God has not room within you, already made a deal with Satan, destroying many others who are to hear and listen from you, Read me John, we hear. John chapter 8, verse 42.
Yesu na mugamba nti, Yesu na mugamba nti, singa katonda ye kitamwe, mwandi njaga denze, kubanga na veri katonda, nenjijia.
Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God, neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Verse
43.
Why do you not understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my words? Verse 44.
Era mwagala okukola okwegomba kwa kitammwe. Oyo kuva ku lubereberye ye musi, tuta yanywerera mu mazima, kubanga amazima tegali mu ye. Bw'ayogera obulimba, ayogera ekiva mu bibye, kubanga ye mulimba era kitawe w'obulimba.
You are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Yes. If you say you have a deal with God the Father, okay, you would have loved me too this time. For me too, I was sent from him. But because his word has not room in you. Now why are you fighting, having a fight in you? If the word of God has not room in you, it has no place, you don't want to know the truth,
you
are of your father Satan, you have a deal with Satan. Right from the beginning, he is the murderer.
You
want to fulfill his work. Right from the beginning, he never abodes in truth, he never loves truth. When he speaks the lies, speak what cometh from his. For he is the liar and the father of liars. You see the deal I told you? If you do not have assurance of the word of God within you, and it has room in you, you know the truth of the scriptures. You know all the truth, all the scriptures. You do all righteousness. If you fail on that, you do not have a deal with God. Your deal, you have it with Lucifer. And I see here people. In the whole world I see them, and they make a deal with Lucifer. Every morning they sign it. Praise Jesus. You, when we resisted the word of God, you don't have a sure deal with him.
Since
you are under the finger of God, no matter how big cars you will drive, no matter how many storied buildings you will build, no matter how many nations you will travel to,
if you never prove
the word of God in your life, you do not have a deal with God. Are we together?
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. Are we together? Have you understood ministers who have not a deal with God? You think he's going to make you have a deal with who? Servant minister to you, if he has not a deal with God, he makes you sign a deal with who? For himself, the word of God, which would have been assurance
between
his deal and God. Now him, he takes you to deal with who? If himself is a servant of sin, how more you?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
the truth is like this. Let's go back to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse
19-21.
2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19.
Era ekisinga obunywevu tulina ekigambo eky'obunnabbi. Mukola bulungi okukiraba ekyo ng'ettabaazi yakira mu kifo ky'ekizikiza. Okutuso obudde bwe bulikya emunyenyekese obudde neyaka mitima jammwe.
We have also a more sure word of prophecy, to which you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Verse 20.
Nga mumaze okutegeera kino nti buli kigambo eky'obunnabbi ekyawandiikibwa tekinnyonnyolwa mu magezi ag'obuntu.
Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of one's own interpretation. Verse 21.
Kubanga siwali kigambo kya bunnabbi ekyali kireeteddwa mu kwagala kw'abantu, naye abantu baayogeranga ebyava eri Katonda nga bakulembeddwa Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
For the prophecy came not in the old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Yes.
Omanyi baayogeranga biva eri Katonda.
You know, they spoke what came from God. As we led by the Holy Spirit. You want to tell me, God spoke this all in vain, the scriptures of truth? That you will keep us in your stories?
The
others you get corrupted like that. And you say the word of God is outdated. That the Bible is outdated. Now look to such conman of heads.
Yes, you have
a praise Jesus much. But to have such a head like of Lucifer, to begin to take to children of God to destruction.
Indeed,
children of God gather every day. If you decide to give them light of the word of God every day, they have come. Now you are chief in destroying them, who claim to be their servants. When you come and you see that there, you have come and indeed you know you are going to get. Now what I give you, if it's not light of the word of God, then I've taken you off the deal of God. Now many gatherings, but they know the ambassador of God is stood before them. Yet, this time is an ambassador of Lucifer. They do not know that. God is one who reached, say, in the Revelations 2, verse
9
and
14.
Go away from there, that synagogue of Satan. But at times they know the ambassador of God has come. The man called of God. God even anointed him. Anointing which can proclaim, cannot proclaim as the word of God. Not. For anointing first does a role of teaching. All goes around them, we shall study this calling independently. Not deceive you, someone has anointing. Go traveling in America and it cannot teach.
Anointing
of God is the Holy Spirit first does the work of teaching. Now I go here at the anointing
that is
flowing as it's scratching yourself. You are falling down. My goodness. He said in the John, he said, we have us anointing that teaches us.
But
anointing which cannot teach at all. Just falling and scratching yourself.
That
finger of Christ, I see anointing. You say you, your anointing cannot teach even a little, for it first does a role of teaching and it heals, it raises, and it teaches you how they raise, it teaches you how they heal, and it heals.
But you
can ask the man.
Now,
that power pastor, how do you get it?
Tells
you which we entered something we don't know but. I was in the thicket of the bush, the anointing fell.
The
Lord knocked my jaw on the ground. But he does not know it.
Yet
it's of Lucifer, Satan. Anointing of God indeed has to first stage. Read me 1 John.
1
John chapter 2 verse
27. Naye ng'okufuka kwe okw'amafuta bwe kubayigiriza mu bigambo byonna era kwa mazima so si bulimba.
But the anointing which you have received of him abides in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as that same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even it has taught you, you shall abide in him. Yes.
Anointing,
get from the living God. teaches all the truth. And
he proves
you now abide in that you've learned. You don't need any person trouble you. Now, I don't even know. The world has gotten a problem. People have the calling of Satan. And they have anointing of God, yet they have anointing of Lucifer.
It
cannot even teach us the truth even. But he says it's moving. And you see the fallen, scratchings, running on the floor, knocking the heads. I wonder. This anointing. Teach the pastor how to heal when people have not fallen.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But those are of knowing the voice of God, the speaking of God, and the calling of God under the spirit of wisdom, the wisdom in the words. Someone can deceive you anointing, anointing. They should not deceive you.
You tell
him, it has to first teach me, then I know how it heals. Yes. If it does not know how they heal, let it not heal, it leaves it. What if it's of Satan? The anointing of God, it first teaches us, brethren. And there they deceived you that you were an anointing. What did you learn then? There are those who say, but
the
apostle teaches and after he laughs at us, you wanted me to get angered?
Speak
of things which cause happiness, the word of God, we speak of this great assurance and we get angered.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Leave me to laugh at Satan. Are you his friend and they don't laugh at him?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We got saved of sorrow. The sorrow of hell is what I speak of.
Now,
you are sorrowful, that's why I know it. Because you think of how you're going to fall in hell after refusing to change. You think what can make you sorrowful? Praise Jesus much. As I wind up, I would have spoken many things. Any person called of God, right, childhood, and they get and save, they have no scriptures. So false prophets should not deceive you. We do not need to know scriptures. That when you know what you will, you'll be asked, inquired of many things. When you know few, they will not ask you much. But even ignorance, it does not make you innocent. One who knows truth and they don't do it, all that is the unrighteousness to him. One does not know truth and commits unrighteousness, still is all unrighteousness. But to knowing truth and to doing it all, that is the righteousness. Whether you know little, and you fail to do all truth, all righteousness, it is the case and judgment to you. Even they want to know all, and they don't do all, that is the unrighteousness to him. It all remains unrighteousness. Now righteousness, it's to knowing truth and doing truth. Truth of the Holy Scriptures. I have to know them right from when you get saved. Before you become a servant of God. Before you say, I move in my call as an apostle. You must know the Scriptures. For they are what you're going to be using in the Gospel. They are what you're going to use to rebuke. As you know, there is a rebuke moving on. If you feel coming out of the scriptures, and there is a correction. If you hear it in the scriptures, there is destruction in righteousness. If you heard it in the scriptures, for every servant, whether you became a child of God, all the gospel has the guidance of God to give you those four things.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's read Timothy. Second Timothy chapter 3 from verse 14.
Naye abantu ababi n'abetulinkirira bali eyongera.
But evil men and seducers shall grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Yes. Evil men, they will increase. These days, there are many all over the world. Very evil. They deceive. Them too are being deceived. But because we've come, we do not want deceived. And we're not ready to be deceived. We accepted that we know all the truth. All truth that in the word of God. Then we see where we will pass to deceiving us. For we are not ready to deceive. We are ready to speak all the truth. That in the word of God. Let us hear the verse 14. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 14.
Naye gwe beranga mwebyo piwaiga notegerera ddala ngomanya bakuyigiriza bwe bali.
But continue in the things which you have learned, and having been assured of knowing of whom you have learned them. Verse
15.
And that from a child you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith which is in the Christ Jesus. Yes. Right from childhood you decided to get saved. For he says, like the newly born children, desire the milk of the word, the pure milk of the word, that which can make you grow. Now from childhood of your salvation, you don't yet even know where you fall in the calling, where the apostle, prophet, or pastor, you have no scriptures of what to make you wise. and reach into salvation. Salvation moves in the three steps.
We
have salvation we confess with the mouth.
We
have the salvation we work towards day and night.
And
we say that we work out our salvation.
We
have salvation we wait when the Lord will come back for us.
And speaks
those to endure to the end. They will be saved.
Scriptures
are what make you wise on the way. After I confess salvation, I have to know all the truth, that of the scriptures, as they make me wise and they keep me salvation, daily salvation beside that I confess.
Then
I reach the other, the Lord is going back for me,
and
I have endured to the end.
It
can be the end of the this life of this earth. I want to endure to that point. I endure to the end of his coming. But if you never knew scriptures,
you know,
those prophets, that what they put in the people, when they hear us here and the full knowledge, the other read scriptures, my goodness, they will make you fall mad. How many have ever fallen so far? Because they wanted to use them for their desires. Some of them fell mad. They think we too, we are like that. From childhood, you have no scriptures. For if you will become a servant, in the calling of God, they are what you will use to preach. And where there are not, there is no preaching. For why we preach the gospel, we intend to rebuke, to correct, even to instruct in righteousness. These are intentions of preaching the gospel. We are there to rebuke as we rebuke the world. We are there to correct mistakes, yet we instruct them in the righteousness.
Other
is a minister.
He
doesn't know that ministry has to move intending to fulfill that. Even fears to rebuke.
He
say, you apostle, they will cut off your head. You are rebuking. Is my the first? That John the Baptist were one of the first. But that which was the first was that of Abel.
Cain
that he cut off.
Yes, he was with
praise you. Jesus much.
Now in that time, come to which?
But you can cut off which head?
Go at makeje mirambo jonne jiri mutaka.
Are you the one who cut off heads of all the dead bodies in the ground?
Wodi marote makoo gwange nabwo gurige na.
You will cut off mine, yours too will go in the ground.
Nzinga ndi mugurungo moyo.
I am in the heavens as the spirits.
Ankudalile Satan achitegeere.
Let's be mock at Satan that he understands it.
No,
you will not cut it off, it will break off itself. On the other day, when your dead body is in the grave, the head will break off by itself. When your spirit is in hell for not repenting, to turn and to get back to God,
and
be my spirit is in heaven and I'm in the heavenly body. Have you seen that?
I have
not a loss on anything which happens on me, as long as I'm not committing sinnings. And have not happened not because of sin. All happens on me is the prophets. What can you do?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Christ.
But the truth is, any servant is of God. When you begin to get saved, you have to know scriptures. They make you wise. They keep you in salvation. When you reach to minister, they are ones you will use to minister. Let's read the next verse.
Timoseo ekyokubiri esuula eyokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omukaaga.
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
Buli ekyawandiikibwa kirina okulungamya kwa Katonda era kigasa olw'okuyigirizanga nti olw'okunenyanga olw'okutereezanga olw'okubuulira okuli mu butuukirivu.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Yes. Now you see, all scriptures in the scriptures of truth, they are scriptures in the Bible. They have the guidance of God. Now see, it is like this.
The
person should not deceive, gave you inspiration of God. That he guided you as the will of God is. When he never gave you the scripture, it's not there.
You
refuse to say, I've refused your guidance. You know, we go in the counseling.
And
you find your pastor, you go with your envelope. You've gone into counseling. That he gives you the guidance of God. And he tells you things of his age, stories.
You
come out enjoying, you've gotten the guidance of God. If you've not gotten scriptures,
there is
no guidance of God you've gotten. All they have the guidance of God. If you are to teaching, you're using them. Also to get the doctrine of God. If you to rebuke, you rebuke as you bring them. And they say, you false prophet, fight all righteousness. Not me telling you. Now you see people.
Oh,
look, I've been moving like that, they get angered of me. Angered of God is the one who guided those all. The one who put the rebuke in his word. He put there even a correction. Already you're there saying,
he claims
to be wise that he corrects things we faulted.
It's
God, you say, he's made himself wise. Now he guides you in righteousness. Righteous instructs us in righteousness.
These
scriptures are one tell you that they came from him. They have his instruction. You know, you come in the counseling. You come and say, Apostle told me.
Don't
be telling that to you. If I tell you, God
said it,
this, according to this
book,
it's the Lord.
It,
God told me.
Amen.
If there are scriptures, say, God told me.
Did
you say, Apostle told you? You're going to fail to do what God told you.
Think
your level, it's Apostle who told you. That's our colleague we move with. That we go to toilet together. You will realize. Praise Jesus. But time is not allowed us. I would have spoken to punish me for the false prophet. People moving in the calling of Satan. They torment people in the different prayers which never end. But those prayers never bring salvation. As it speaks of it in the Isaiah chapter 26,
16-20.
You can pray many days, but there is no salvation.
There
are powers of darkness.
There
are demons. Those who give most in the sacrifice, as if they give them goodness. You
the
remain, you get strong on one or two who have been given. And you're there.
Hey.
My. You gain hope which will never appear. Yet even heavens will never see it. And they can make you fast.
God
asked Isaiah 58, verse 3-5, that the fasting I commanded you, you
mentioned
your souls, you have to mend it. Yet he tells you God has commanded that. Yet when they tell you in the first things, and they kill all your gifts, even all your callings. Because Jezebel in the kings, first kings, chapter 21, she made the people to fast. And she killed Naboth in that fasting. It involves killing.
And
some of you, if you come from those fastings, you don't die physically. Spiritually, you have died. Those who have been prophets who see, you keep seeing that, Pastor, I saw this on you. You don't dare see it again. Now you become dummies. Just gathering. That prophet who preaches to you false. You get angered, you want to fight that person. They make you fast and torment you.
Which
is that spoken in Zechariah 7.
Tell
them 70 years they are fasting and dying. When God came, told them, you have never fasted for me.
It's
required for you to do what I spoke in your prophets. Fasting when you left my word,
it's
not going to work for you.
Men,
women cause people to fast. Those of the wizards, of the religions, of the beliefs, of false salvation, they fast. Those people fast torment them. In the Colossians 2, 23,
he said,
they are always in the freshly indulgency and tormenting the body.
Yet
they profit nothing.
So,
brethren, in the brief, concerning the call of Satan, at times which do not have gifts, or which have gifts, they are the false apostles, false prophets, false pastors, false teachers, false evangelists, false workers of miracles,
teachers
who claim sing gossip but gospel of false, even many others like those, they were not equipped with the word of God, and they are not perfected in the word of God. And they do not know all truth. Yet it's what God has to get saved. And knowing all truth. All truth. That in the scriptures of truth. And then we do all righteousness. In the end, they end their enemies of all righteousness. And they are enemies of God. And to the people of God, the children of God. And they want to destroy them. For without holiness, no one will see God. But any servant that of God holds people in the word of God.
And
he has to make them know all truth, that of Holy Scripture, to see they do all righteousness, that they see God. May God bless you. Thank you for listening, believing, putting in action,
and
spread to four corners of the earth. Our Lord Jesus is coming quick. Let's await for the next part. It speaks that all our calling, it's divided into two. The call in the gospel of the Israelites and the gospel of the Gentiles. There is no the other call we always speak of.
That
others have anointing of
vesting,
that anointing of deliverance, that is never there. Wherever the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is healing. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.
Amen.